Welcome to episode 100 of our Snowflake SnowPro Course Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm Yakub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux, and as a certified Snowflake user, I'm thrilled to guide you through the intricate details of access control options for data sharing in Snowflake. Today, we're diving deep into how Snowflake enables secure and efficient data sharing among users, roles, databases, and accounts. Understanding these options is crucial for passing the SnowPro Core certification exam and for implementing best practices in your organization. Let's start with the basics. Snowflake supports secure data sharing without the need to copy or move data. This functionality is built on three foundational elements: shares, roles, and secure views. Shares. At the heart of Snowflake's data sharing capability is the concept of a share. A share is a collection of database objects that you can make available to other Snowflake accounts. This could include tables, views, and secure views. Creating a share allows data providers to share data sets in real time with data consumers without exposing sensitive information thanks to secure views. Roles to access to these shared data sets is controlled through roles. In Snowflake, everything revolves around roles. They are the primary means of controlling access. To manage and utilize shared data effectively, you must have the appropriate role assigned. The roles define what operations the user can perform, such as creating shares, viewing shared data, or even writing queries against shared data sets. Secure views and UDFs. Secure views and user-defined functions, UDFs, ensure that the data you share is both protected and masked appropriately. These tools help in concealing sensitive data elements, allowing only the necessary information to be visible to your data consumers. When you create a secure view, you can apply filters and specify certain columns to be masked, ensuring data privacy and security. Moving on, let's discuss how you can manage shared data access. 1. Creating shares. Creating a share involves specifying the databases, schemas, or tables you want to include and then granting access to the intended Snowflake account. This requires the share usage and creates share privileges. 2. Account-to-account sharing. This feature allows you to share data directly between Snowflake accounts. It's a robust way to collaborate with other organizations or departments while maintaining strict access control. 3. Managing consumer roles. It's crucial to manage the roles of your data consumers carefully. Each consumer role needs to be properly configured with the right permissions to access the shared data effectively. 4. Database objects in shares. When adding database objects to a share, it's important to understand how these objects are managed and accessed by the consumer. For instance, secure views within shares protect sensitive data while allowing the consumer to perform analytics. 5. Monitoring and auditing. Lastly, monitoring and auditing access to shared data is fundamental. Snowflake provides comprehensive tools for tracking who has accessed what data, when, and how. This ensures that all data sharing activities comply with your organization's policies and regulatory requirements. To ace your SnowPro Core certification exam, focus on understanding these access control options in depth, implement them in practice scenarios, and review Snowflake's official documentation for more insights. This brings us to the end of our in-depth discussion on access control options for data sharing in Snowflake for episode 100. I hope this has been informative and will help you ace your certification. Thank you for tuning in and stay tuned for more insights in our upcoming episodes.